he's hoping to have a runner in the Melbourne Cup next week is Archie Alexander, who joins us. Hello, Archie. You well, mate?
Morning, Michael. Very good, thanks.
Are you in the similar boat with Mosh Music? What will you want to see today for her to run in the Cup next week?
I think we just want to see a really good run. It's always hard to give you finishing positions and things like that. But I think, realistically, if we're not running a big race in a Bendigo Cup, there's probably not much point in starting in a Melbourne Cup. So she'll have to, you know, run well today. But whether that means second or third or first or wherever, but we've got a lot of things to get through. We've got to get through today, and hopefully she pulls up well. And if she runs well enough, then obviously you'd push on and hope to be in a Melbourne Cup.
Well, she's probably sitting 23, 24 as we speak right now. So it's every connection's dream to have a runner in the Melbourne Cup, I suppose. So is that what the sentiment is from those? It's hard to see her being in the finish, but if she can run top 12, you get your money back and you get a decent payday.
Yeah, exactly. I think with a lot of these horses, it's probably more about the experience. And I've certainly never had a Melbourne Cup runner, and these owners, that's what they dream of. And to say no to a chance of having a Melbourne Cup runner is a big thing. So hopefully she can run well today, and they can be there on Tuesday.
What about Barade? What are your thoughts on Barade?
His biggest issue is always the start. A couple of years ago, he had a few hind-end issues, and he's always been a sort of a stiff horse, and I reckon he's just gotten a bad habit as a younger horse of breaking quite slow from the barriers. If he can just jump better and put himself in a better spot, he's going to be right there, because he normally gets beaten sort of 3 to 4 lengths, and he normally misses the start by about 2 or 3. So, you know, if he can jump closer, he'll love Bendigo. Big flat tracks seem to suit him. He's a good horse on his day. He ran very well in the Vanilla Cup, and he even ran well in the Herbert Power, which would be stronger than this, I'd say.
We've seen a number of horses having this issue in recent times. Is there anything you can do to try and mend those barrier manners?
It's a hard thing, and like I said to the owners, it's a hard one. Is it a mental thing or is it a physical thing? And unfortunately, I can't sit down and have a chat to Barade and work it out. But, you know, we've been right over him with vets and chiropractors. At track work, we're very happy with him. So, look, I mean, there's a lot of good barrier guys out there, but, you know, it's a hard thing getting inside a horse's mind. And we saw for all the money and effort, they couldn't get Chautauqua to jump, you know, when he didn't want to. So it's a hard one to make a 500-kilo animal do exactly what you want. And it's not like he's refusing to race. I just think he's a little bit slow into stride. And it's just been very frustrating for us in the last couple of runs, because I reckon there have been a few runs where we've been beaten maybe 2 lengths in group races and we've missed the start by 3 or 4. So you just do the math. And also, it's where you sit in the run, isn't it? If you're slow away, you're automatically out the back, and then you need luck. Whereas if you can jump well, you're right up there, and you know you can have a good chance of winning.
Who do you have as your leading contender today, then?
Look, I think Mosh Music at the weights is the best placed horse. You know, she's a really good mare on her day. You know, she's won a stakes race last summer, and at the weights, I think she's correctly weighted. And her runs have been a little bit disappointing, but you know, we haven't missed her. She's been running in Bart Cummings's and things like that, so quite hard races. And I think she as well will enjoy Bendigo. I think she's 1 from 1 there, course and distance. So, you know, she should be running well.
Earlier in the day, race number 4, you got Brookline, this filly who's been really good in her only 2 appearances first up today. What are you expecting?
Yep, she's been trialling well. It's been a fair break from her 2-year-old form to here. But she's in good form, and if she brings that Ballarat 2-year-old win to the table, you know, she should be first 3 today.
Yeah, she's almost over the odds, isn't she?
Yeah, maybe.
She's at $1.50 chance.
It's not a bad little race. There's a few horses in there that go nicely. But as a 2-year-old, we liked her a lot. She had a few little setbacks. We've taken our time. Her trials have been good without being excellent trials. But she goes there fitting well. She's a really nice filly, and you know, we think a nice bit of her.
And then in the last, you've got three. Sicaro's the shortest in the market at $9.50, ahead of Vardani at $10. Vardani, and then you're out to Convict Sam, who's the 50-1 roughie. Has the market got it in the right order?
Yeah, probably. You know, Convict Sam, he hasn't run for 2 years, so he's definitely in the right order. He's a nice horse, but he wants a trip, and he, like I said, he's been off the scene for a while. Sicaro, he's race fit. He'll enjoy the distance and everything like that. So he's probably the horse that's, you know, wound up ready to win. And Vardani's a really nice horse that we saw a lot of first up. It was a really good effort at Warrnambool. And then he just sort of trained off for his second run and didn't perform at all. Since he's had a really good break, he's a European having his second prep. If they go along a good gallop and make it a genuine race, I think he'll be finishing off strong. But yeah, I think you would lean to Sicaro with race fitness.
Gee, could be an exciting few days. A Derby runner, you've got Shea Yu in a Group 1, and also maybe a Cup runner as well. Tell us about T Waters, who the son of Dundeal, certainly looks like the 2500 is going to be a good chance for him in the Derby.
Yeah, exactly. I love this little horse. He's, all he does is gallop. We've never got to the bottom of him. And like I've said to the owners, I don't know if he's good enough on pure sort of class and ability, but I know he'll stay the 2500. If you gallop him over 2000, it takes you another 600 to pull him up. You know, he's always hitting the line strongly. I thought his last run was really good. You know, he was going from maiden company to a Group 3, and he held his own running third. He's obviously got the horse in front that the Nick Price horse to turn the tables on, and a few other nice horses. So it's obviously a Derby, and it's going to be hard, but the horse is in great form. He'll stay, and like we know, a lot of these others, you know, may be classier, but whether they stay 2500 is another thing. But he's in great form, and we're very happy with him.
And Archie, which way have you gone with Shayo? The Empire Rose or the Cantala?
We've gone the Cantala, purely off weight. We think she's better suited in that race. They're obviously the same day, same distance, and we just sort of looked at weight purely, 52 on her back, and Declan Bates, who's always ridden this mare, he can ride at that weight, so that's no problem for us. She's in great form. She galloped well on Tuesday. Again, like all these races, it's a wide open, very tough race, but couldn't be more pleased with her.
Could be a massive week for you and the team. Best of luck, Arch.
Cheers, Michael. Thank you.
Archie Alexander.